So, good evening, everyone. Coming up. And as I said, two things are a little different today than usually do. Usually we sit and walk and there's a talk and discussion. But this particular topic, the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, I think lends itself a lot more to actually doing it rather than just talking about it. But before we start, I wanted to give some context for this. The Four Foundations of Mindfulness is a very traditional practice done by just about all of the different Buddhist communities as well as others. It was one of the first discourses of the Buddha under what we call compiled into what's called the Satipatthana Sutra. Sati means present, and Patthana, I believe, means attention. So it's bringing your attention to the present. And what do you find when you do that? And that's really what our practice is, right? Calm abiding or shamatha, it's continually bringing our mind to the present. There are lots of different contexts for this. One of the contexts that I found really interesting that I heard about, and by the way, the material that I use for this, in case you're interested, besides my own experience and ideas for what they are worth, are the Jhadaris teaching on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, which he gave at the 73 seminary and were edited and published in The Heart of the Buddha, which many of you have, and other places. And the other book is by Acharya Galen Ferguson called Natural Wakefulness, which is a wonderful book. And he does a lot with the Four Foundations. I think he gave those talks like at, I don't know, Dhatans or other practice programs. And one of the other things that I have, Bruce and I have studied is with a Western translator, translates for a lot of the Tibetans. His name is Lama Yeshe Gyamso, and he lives near KTD, and he's a wonderful teacher. And it's very interesting in that he gave these instructions on the Four Foundations of Mindfulness in the context, he said it was in the context of the First Noble Truth, the truth of suffering. And the Buddha said that one of the ways that he talked about it was that we have to know suffering. We have to know our suffering. Know, it's not just that there is suffering. We know that. We know that there's, you know, old age, sickness, and death, and there's alternation. But really, the kind of experience that we have in meditation, besides those things, is this kind of general sense of anxiety. Or, you know, feeling of anxiousness or something that we sometimes call agitation. We feel agitated because we are not really very, most of the time, not very happy about who we are. We have feelings about that. And of course, on the Shambhala side, because we have to, I think it's important to bring in both of those. On the Shambhala side, we talk about having basic goodness and that we're basically good, which means for me, in the practice of meditation, the way that we could work with that, I think, is what the Vijayatara talks about as making friends with ourselves, relaxing, you know, kind of letting ourselves be who we are, because that's really the basis of basic goodness, right? letting yourself be who you are and not feeling like you're not good enough or you're not this enough or whatever it is. So we have this exploration, I think, in terms of when we're doing this practice, these practices that we do, is to just really experience what we experience, what are these different agitations or whatever, and then relaxing and being able to accept and not judge and not try and fix anything. So I hope as we go along, you might see how this could work for you. It's just something that this kind of way of speaking is, I've never heard before. I kind of made it up, but I think it's worth exploring. So the four foundations of mindfulness are the mindfulness of body, the mindfulness of feeling or life, the mindfulness of effort, and the mindfulness of mind. So the way that we're going to approach this today, the way I'm going to approach it with you, is a way that's going to be a lot more sort of elaborate than what you would do when you sit down to practice. We're going to, as they say, unpack the practice and really explore it in all of these different ways. And then so then when you sit down and you do your own practice, you can decide what you want to, any of this that you want to use. And I think you'll find, for the most part, you're already using these anyway. But so this will be a way of going through it. The first foundation of body is very important, very fundamental, because as we know, a lot of times when people sit down to meditate, they think that it has to do with working with the mind and working with emotions and, you know, and so even though these days with the Satgan's emphasis on feeling and working with the body, we still often have that feeling, right? You sit down, you take your posture, and it's like, okay, now I have to do something. I was at my yoga class today, and somebody was talking about all the different vegetables and stuff that they put up, you know, from their gardens. And I said, wow, you've really been busy. And I said, she said, yeah, you have to keep busy, right? And I said, yeah, you have to keep busy. That's the way that we think in this country, in this culture. We think if we're busy, that's the way to be. I said, but I actually think that's why we're so anxious and somewhat unsettled and unhappy. It's because we feel like we always have to be doing something. So with this kind of meditation, you know, the relaxing and allowing oneself to be is sort of non-doing in a way. And it's kind of an interesting balance, isn't it? You're sort of doing and non-doing at the same time. But the first foundation of body is very important. One of the reasons it's important, as the Vijayadhara says, for any of you who have read his material on this, we all have an idea about our bodies. And he says that our experience of our bodies are often experience that we have in our minds, our mind-body, as opposed to our actual feeling of our body. And we all have ideas about our bodies, right? You like your body, you don't like your body, it's too big, it's too small, it's too this, it's too that, da-da-da-da. And so when we sit down and someone says, you know, feel your body, you know, sometimes we feel like, uh-oh, I'm not sure that's quite what I want to do. But in this case, we just want to feel our bodies. Let's just sit in your cushion or on your chair and just feel the sensations of your body. Partly it's physical, partly it's sense perceptions, awareness. So at this point, we're not meditating on anything. We're not watching ourselves particularly. But I think that to begin with, we should just do a kind of scan. Just kind of do a scan of your body, you know, your legs, how you're sitting on the cushion, how that feels, if you're feeling solid there, what does it feel like, you know, your abdomen. It's kind of like what you do at the end of yoga, deep relaxation, but in this case, we're not trying to relax deeply. We're just trying to experience each part of our bodies. So your abdomen, your chest, your shoulders, your arms, and don't forget your back. You know, a lot of times we forget we have backs. So experience your back, your neck, your head, back of your head, your face. Just kind of scan and just see what you feel. And don't worry about what it is. You know, I generally have a pain in my right hip. And sometimes I have a crick in my neck. My right shoulder hurts. I'm cold, I'm hot. Just what do you feel? And how do you feel about it?